Today's Cotton Newsline is 5 cuts. All cuts are Russell Youngman, a cotton producer from Bishop, Texas. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Some pros of technology. Easy would be the very first that everybody would say. Less labor intensive is another, I would say, is a pro. The last one down there was greater input stability. A lot of people lean towards that just because whenever they renew operating loans, that's where that comes into play. Is the bank's more apt to just send that right through, seeing as they know that you plant technology cotton. They know your inputs are going to be about this. They know that, you know, your cost in it is pretty well set. So all that's really lacking there, the only variable is your yield, which is dependent on the weather.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
If the variables are such that your weed pressure is light, your insect pressure is light, you're going to make potentially way more money on conventional than you would technology.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
With technology, you could potentially be paying for something that you're not using. And in a big way, it could get very costly, especially on a light insect pressure year where you're not, you know, you wouldn't spray conventional block hardly any, if at all. And you've spent all of that money in spray on the technology side, so it then becomes an insurance policy.
Fourth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
What decides that is looking at your history. Say your 10, 15 year history. Kind of compile all those numbers in a form where you can see if you had a high insect pressure year or a low insect pressure year, and then average out and find out that more likely that you're going to have a little bit lower insect pressure. And that can change from farm to farm, to tell you the truth. In South Texas, we farm across about 30 miles. Our furthest east field's about 30 miles away from our furthest west field. I'll tell you, our furthest west field has much higher insect pressure year in and year out than our furthest east field. Weeds, however, the exact opposite, because we get more rain on the east side, and therefore you get a little bit more weed pressure. However, weeds are easier to control whenever they're growing rapidly. There's so many variables you have to weigh out, but I would say history is the fastest way to decide that.
Fifth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
We've tried it full conventional, and when it worked, it really worked well. And whenever you hit a heavy insect pressure year, you spend a lot of money fighting insect. So we've done it both ways. The only thing I have never done is gone full technology. My dad has, which is why he originally went back to conventionals, because he hit it in a couple years where there was light insect pressure, and it wasn't worth spending that money. In our operation, the mix is better. Now, we do a 60-40 conventional heavy, just because I can get it, just the way that our land falls, I can get away with planting more conventional on the side of our area that has less insect pressure historically.